Chapter 1. Worldly and Christian Education. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19. The tree of knowledge of good and evil represents worldly schools. Shall the education given in our schools be after God's order or after the wisdom of this world, which the Lord pronounces foolishness? Shall the hearts of students become estranged from God by eating of the tree of knowledge, which hardens the heart into disobedience and ministers to vanity and pride? Shall not the education given in our schools be of that character which will give a more decided knowledge of God's Word, and which will bring the soul into a vital connection with God, keeping God before the mind's eye and arousing every better feeling in the soul? This is the kind of education which is as enduring as eternity. Life and death question. We cannot consent at this period of time to expose our youth to the consequences of learning a mixture of truth with error. The youth who come from school without feeling the importance of making the Word of God the first study, the main study, above every science in educational lines, are not qualified in these days of peril to enter upon the work of the teacher. The question of how to obtain the knowledge of God is to all a life and death question. Edom, need of reform in our schools. It is so easy to drift into worldly plans, methods, and customs, and have no more thought of the time in which we live, or of the great work to be accomplished, than had the people in Noah's day. Our institutions are in danger of traveling over the same ground as did the Jews, conforming to customs, practices, and traditions which God has not given. With tenacity and firmness, some cling to old habits and a love of various studies which are not essential, as if the salvation of both teachers and students depended upon those studies which for years have found a place in the schools. By doing this, they turn away from the special light God has given in His Word and give to the students a deficient education. UT, the need of reform in educational work. Christian education and eternal life. Now, as never before, we need to understand the true science of education. If we fail to understand this, we shall never have a place in the kingdom of God. This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. If this is the price of heaven, shall not our education be given on these lines? It is time to obey. That which the Lord has spoken concerning the instruction to be given in our schools is to be strictly regarded. For if there is not in some respects an education of an altogether different character from that which has been carried on in some of our schools, we need not have gone to the expense of purchasing lands and erecting school buildings. UT, need of reform in educational work. Age does not make error truth. It is most difficult to practice right principles after having been so long accustomed to the practices of the world. But reforms must be entered into with heart and soul and will. Errors may be hoary with age, but age does not make error truth, nor truth error. Altogether too long have the old customs and habits been followed. The Lord would now have every idea that is false put away from teachers and students. Edom, Garden of Eden, Adam's schoolroom. The Garden of Eden was not only Adam's dwelling, but his schoolroom. As in that school, so in the school of the earth, two trees are planted, the tree of life, which bears the fruit of true education, and the tree of knowledge, yielding the fruit of science falsely so called. All that have connection with Christ have access to the tree of life, a source of knowledge of which the world is ignorant. After sin entered this world, the heavenly husbandman transplanted the tree of life to the paradise above, but its branches hang over the wall to the lower world. Through the redemption purchased by the blood of the Son of God, man may now partake of its life-giving fruit. The tree of knowledge has its roots in the earth. It is of the earth, earthy. All who have tasted of the heavenly fruit, the bread of life, are to be co-workers with God, pointing others from the tree of knowledge to the tree of life, that they also may partake of its fruit. Christian education fits for all vocations. Whatever business parents may think suitable for their children, whether they desire them to be manufacturers, agriculturists, mechanics, or to follow some professional calling, they would reap great advantages from the discipline of an education. Your children should have an opportunity to study the Bible in the school. Edom, need of reform in lessons given to children. A decided reform is needed in the lessons given to the children and youth in our schools. Students need lessons which they have not yet received. We are not at liberty to teach that which shall meet the world's standard, or the standard of the church, simply because it is the custom to do so. The Lord has signified that a reform must be made by those who have placed human wisdom in the place of the living oracles. Human wisdom is foolishness, for it misses the whole of God's providence, which looks into eternity. The Word must be searched, yea, eaten, in order to purify and prepare men to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. From the first, schools conducted by Seventh-day Adventists should take the Word of God as their lesson book, and in doing this, teachers and students will find hidden treasures, the higher education. That which the Lord has spoken is to be strictly regarded. PC, need of reform in educational work. Fruit of the tree of knowledge not to be plucked. Age after age, the curiosity of man has led him to seek for the tree of knowledge, and often he thinks he is plucking fruit most essential when, like Solomon, he finds it altogether vanity and nothingness in comparison with that science of true holiness, which will open to him the gates of the city of God. Human ambition has been seeking for the kind of knowledge that will bring self-exaltation and glory and supremacy. The result has been centuries of darkness and error. Men have introduced human theories, thinking, as did our first parents when tempted by Satan to eat of the tree of knowledge, that they would thus become as gods. But these sentiments are not in harmony with the Word. The one, the Word of God, is a tree of life. The other is the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge, and all who pluck and eat of this possess a disordered imagination. PC, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. Why Christian schools are needed. One reason why it was necessary to establish institutions of our own was the fact that parents were not able to counteract the influence of the teaching their children were receiving in the public schools, and the error there taught was leading the youth into false paths. No stronger influence could be brought to bear upon the minds of youth and the children than that of those who are educating them in principles of science. For this reason, it was evident that schools must be established in which our children should be instructed in the way of truth. In our institutions of learning, there was to be exerted an influence that would counteract the influence of the world, and with no encouragement to indulgence in appetite, in selfish gratification of the senses, in pride, ambition, love of dress and display, love of praise and flattery, and strife for high rewards and honors as a recompense for a good scholarship. All this was to be discouraged in our school. It will be impossible to avoid these things and yet send them to the public schools, where they would daily be brought into contact with that which would contaminate their morals. All through the world there was so great a neglect of home training that the children found at the public schools, for the most part, were profligate and steeped in vice. Bible cannot be taught in state schools. If morality and religion are to live in a school, it must be through a knowledge of God's Word. Some may urge that if religious teaching is to be made prominent, our schools will become unpopular, that those who are not of our faith will not patronize the college. Very well then, let them go to other colleges, where they will find a system of education that suits their taste. Our school was established not merely to teach the sciences, but for the purpose of giving instruction in the great principles of God's Word, and in the practical duties of everyday life. This is the education so much needed at the present time. If a worldly influence is to bear sway in our school, then sell it out to worldlings, and let them take the entire control, and those who have invested their means in that institution will establish another school to be conducted, not upon the plan of popular schools, nor according to the desires of principal and teachers, but upon the plan which God has specified. In the system of instruction used in the common schools, the most essential part of education is neglected, viz., the religion of the Bible. Education not only affects to a great degree the life of the students in this world, but its influence extends to eternity. Influence of popular schools. From the teachers in the public schools, they receive ideas that are opposed to the truth. But further than this, they receive a wrong education by associating with children who have no training, who are left to obtain a street education. Satan uses these children to educate children who are more carefully brought up. Before Sabbath-keeping parents know what evil is being done, the lessons of depravity are learned, the souls of their children are corrupted. I would rather that children grow up in a degree of ignorance of school education as it is today, and employ some other means to teach them. Teachers and teaching. True education means more than taking a certain course of study. It is broad. It includes the harmonious development of all the physical powers and the mental faculties. It teaches the love and fear of God, and is a preparation for the faithful discharge of life's duties. There is an education that is essentially worldly. Its aim is success in the world, the gratification of selfish ambition. To secure this education, many students spend time and money in crowding their minds with unnecessary knowledge. The world accounts them learned, but God is not in their thoughts. They eat of the tree of worldly knowledge, which nourishes and strengthens pride. In their hearts, they become disobedient and estranged from God, and their entrusted gifts are placed on the enemy's side. Much of the education at the present time is of this character. The world may regard it as highly desirable, but it increases the peril of the student. 12a. There is another kind of education that is very different. Its fundamental principle, as stated by the greatest teacher the world has ever known, is, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Its aim is not selfish. It is to honor God and to serve him in the world. Both the studies pursued and the industrial training have this object in view. The Word of God is studied, a vital connection with God is maintained, and the better feelings and traits of character are brought in exercise. This kind of education produces results as lasting as eternity. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and better than all other knowledge is an understanding of His Word.